dress code, smart casual. That made me laugh. It was a Starbucks launch in Kolkata. Then I noticed the warning at the bottom of the invite. Please carry the invite for security reasons. Was this the opening of a coffee parlor chain outlet or a do at the governor's mansion? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But they were checking invites, says a friend who braved the opening last week. In Kolkata, Starbucks is not just coffee, it's clearly cachet. Cheering people had their cell phones ready for the grand unveiling as the CEO of Tata Starbucks shouted, "How y'all doing, Kolkata?" like a rock star at a concert. Those moments, captured on 100 mobiles, showed up on social media. The venue, in a classic heritage mansion in the middle of the city, was packed. There were diplomats in black suits and the city's beautiful people taking selfies. My friend spotted someone in a gown. He says he even saw disgraced yoga guru Bikram Chaudhary in the mix. Food vloggers like Shine with Shanu are clearly excited.
Morning guys, how are you guys doing? So Starbucks recently opened its first coffee shop in Kolkata and we had been waiting for this day for a really long time.
It's great that Starbucks is here some 6 years after it first landed in Mumbai. But hello, it's 2018. India has long liberalized its economy. When McDonald's came to India in 1996, it felt like a watershed, even though a Maharaja Mac was not really a classic McDonald's burger. But it was proof that we mattered, that we were part of some global culture, that we too could live life supersized. In America, McDonald's, with their 99-cent specials, were often havens for the homeless, their bathrooms kept under lock and key. But in India, they were shiny and new, places where the children of the well-to-do had their birthday parties with balloons and French fries. However, this is more than two decades later. India's markets have been open for a long time now. This enduring fetishization of even the coffee grounds of the West is rather embarrassing. Starbucks is a famous brand. I went there often in California. It's ubiquitous, safe and predictable, has clean restrooms and good Wi-Fi. A perfectly decent place to have a coffee and an almond croissant. Maybe meet for a study group. But it's hardly the height of cool anymore. It's great Kolkata finally has a few outlets of the world's third largest food chain. But it's not like the white mocha frappuccino will be its white knight in shining armor. The fact is, these days, Starbucks needs markets like India more than India needs it. In 2008, Starbucks cut its expansion plans in the US and eliminated 300 underperforming stores the next year. So it needs the Indias and Chinas, where it's opening a new store every 15 hours. India might still largely be a tea-drinking country, but India Starbucks CEO Sumitro Ghosh tells ET Now TV that's okay in a country with over a billion people.
Well, first and foremost, a fraction of 1.2 billion is still a big number. So there's plenty of coffee drinkers here. There's a true heritage of coffee.
It's strange Indians prostrate themselves before the Americano, grateful for Starbucks' presence in a city once famous for its Indian coffee house. One made Kolkata unique. The other makes the city part of a cookie-cutter world. The coffee house coffee might have been mediocre, but the conversations, wreathed in cigarette smoke, were legendary. The singer Manna Day sang about the famous conversations in the coffee house.
Coffee house er shei adda ta ajar nei.
Will a 21st century Bengali band sing about hashtag join the conversation at hashtag Starbucks in Kolkata? Will I go to Starbucks? Probably. But why be starstruck by Starbucks and H&M's and Dunkin' Donuts landing in India? This is not the Beatles coming to India. But guess what? Starbucks Kolkata has created desserts specially for the city famous for its sweet tooth. The Bengali sweet Chom Chom is being married to a tiramisu, and the spongy rasamalai turned into chocolate rasamalai mousse. They must love us.
And I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
And if all this giddy excitement about Starbucks makes us look a little desperate, so be it. Let others vent. We'll have a venti, please. Let the selfies begin. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Coffee house er shei adda ta ajar nei kothay hariye gelo sonali bikel gulo shei ajar nei la 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 la